Our next guest is, well, he's touring the country. It's maybe the biggest tour since maybe the last waltz, for all we know. Tangway Takes America, Gary Tangway, Comcast Sportsnet, joining us. Gary, good afternoon.
Richie, it's me and the Grateful Dead, baby. That's it.
That's what I wondered if that's what it's like. They're just fans following you from place to place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah, so that's exactly what it is.
Where are you today in America?
Right now we are at the Centennial Park. In Olympic Centennial Park in Atlanta, and we spent the day. Well, we drove in from somewhere in Tennessee. God, well, I have forgot. I have no idea where we were, but we were at Troy Brown's house in West Virginia last night. We left there, and we ended up spending at some hotel in Tennessee by a Waffle House.
Perfect.
And absolutely. And we came in. We spent the day at the Atlanta Falcons training facility. And did some interviews there, and now we're down here at Centennial Park. We talked to some Falcons fans, which I'll have for you on TV at 6 or 6:30.
Well, and you've
and, so we're going to do a live shot, and then we are off to Alabama, where tomorrow we will be talking to Malcolm Butler's college teammates and where he went to school.
He had a little Keith Jackson lilt, the way you said Alabama there.
Alabama. Whoa, Nettie. Whoa, Richie.
Now, among the interesting folks you've talked to along the way, this fascinating conversation you had with former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski.
Yeah, man, I took a lot of crap for that interview back in Massachusetts. I mean, so many people were like, how come you couldn't throw that guy out the window? How could you shake his hand? And I someone said, you know, you should have asked him about, you know, grabbing the reporter. And I said, yeah, I probably should have, but... You know, he let me into his office, so I decided to take it easy. Here's the thing I'll say about Corey. Regardless of your political views, and the guy saw an opportunity and he ran and he went for it. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was a New Hampshire guy. I mean, and now he's like a Washington lobbyist. He just, you know, he just said, "But Trump." He jumped on board, made a ton of money. I mean. Yes, it's politics, but all these political operatives, I mean, Rich, you know as well as I do, because you're a big political guy. All these lobbyists, it's all money. You kidding me? They'll stump for a Democrat. They'll jump the aisle in a minute if the price is right. So, you know, I just look at him as a capitalist more than a Republican.
And he did shed a little bit of light on the relationship between Trump and Tom Brady and Coach Belichick.
He did. They're pretty tight. I mean, Belichick and Trump, they go way back. You know, Bill was with the Giants. Trump bought the Generals. Trump has always been about New York. So Bill knows him well. And, you know, political views aside, you know, Belichick went out and endorsed them. And, you know, I have a personally, you know, if I'm Belichick and I'm friends with Trump, I don't know if I would have gone out of my way to wish him luck. The only thing about President Trump is, I just wish he was just a little kinder to people. You know, he's just really been a bully sometimes. And again, political views aside, that's the thing that kind of bugs me. When I saw Bill, you know, come to the guy's aid, I was like, really, Bill? I mean, this guy's just been such a damn bully. You know, and the things he said about women. And Brady, too. You know, Brady's couching it. Brady plays golf with him all the time. And, you know, Tom likes to be with popular people. You know, I mean, Brady is a superstar, but Brady likes to be with other superstars. You know, it's the Patriot fans or the Patriot organization will make it sound like, you know, well, everybody wants to be with Tom Brady, and he's just being polite. No. It doesn't work that way. Brady likes to hang out with Hollywood types. He likes to be with political people. He likes to hang out with other superstars. So he likes to be with Trump, you know? But, I mean, can you imagine the grief he's getting at home from Giselle?
Oh, I can't.
Seriously.
Indeed.
With, you know, when he's saying, you know, I have a Trump hat and all. I mean, well. So he's treading lightly there. So.
We're talking to Gary
Tangway. Yeah, they're tight. They've all been friends.
Tangway tours America, takes America. I love this idea of the tour. How did it come about, and what was the inspiration for all of this?
Well, it's Kevin Miller who came up with the idea. He's our news director, and he wanted me out of the building for a week. Kevin last year had this idea because we were all pretty sure they were going to the Super Bowl again last year. We were ready to go. We were going to go across America. It was going to be Tangway across America. And then the offensive line screwed that up for us in Denver. and it didn't happen. So we said, well, we're ready to go. And if we go, you know, we'll be ready to go if it happens. So we hit the ground running.
And so what's the game plan from here? You said you're from Tennessee. You're Tennessee to Atlanta, and then how long before you get to Houston?
Well, we're going to be at Rodney Harrison's house tonight. We're going to talk to him tonight. And if time allows, we'll get that on our 10 o'clock shows. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to get it done in time. But then tomorrow we will go to West Alabama. We'll travel tonight. We'll go halfway tonight to West Alabama, where Malcolm Butler went to school, and only has 5,000 students in there. So we're going to talk to his old coach and some of the people that knew him. I mean, you know, he's a great story on drafted. Mm. And then we're moving on to New Orleans tomorrow night. And then on Saturday, we'll pull into Houston, and we will be live from Houston in the Super Bowl all week with our Bellas Early Edition.
Well, you be careful in New Orleans. That's boy can get in some trouble there, Gary. I speak from a little bit of experience.
The old Tank, Rich, probably would have gotten some trouble, but the new fatherly Gary Tangway is yellow, so I'll be fine.
So this is not like a spring break trip that you might have taken in college.
No. Nope, nothing like that at all. Thank God.
Bubba is not on the trip? Our friend Bubba didn't make the trip?
Oh, Bubba, you know, Bubba, Otis, Shemp, no, those guys are all back home where they belong.
And so let me ask you this. There's been a lot of talk this week with Goodell going on national TV and saying, oh, it'll be an honor for me to present that trophy. Is this just... I mean, these guys are rich businessmen. When it all comes down to it, Goodell's going to do what you do when you're getting paid $40 million and put on a big smile and shake everybody's hands. There's going to be nothing to this, right?
Of course not. And Brady will take the high road, and Kraft will take it, and take the Lombardi Trophy, and that'll be it. And, look, Goodell was doing what the other owners wanted to do. They felt that the Patriots had been getting off easy. The other owners wanted to even the score because of Spygate and some other allegations, and that was it. And Goodell had to do what he had to do. I mean, the four games was ridiculous. I think he could have done. I still think that could have been reduced. But Goodell's a puppet. A puppet that's making $33 million a year. Pull my strings for that money.
I want to be that kind of puppet there. Well, it's a fascinating game. Two great offensive teams, and of course we've got the not only the New England connection with Matt Ryan back at BC, but a little Maine connection too with Mrs. Ryan.
Oh, I didn't know that. Where's she from?
Sarah Marshall. She's from down the Portland area.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, I didn't know that. Well, I didn't see her in the locker room today, so that's a good thing. But you know, there's also Dimitrov and Pioli, who are Belichick disciples. They all work for Bill. And, you know, the interesting thing about Dimitrov is he's the one Belichick disciple that has gone on to be successful. And Arthur Blank, the owner of the Falcons, he's had patience with him, and he's given him some time. And Dimitrov's done it differently. You know, you go on our website and you look at some of my Twitter feeds and stuff. You know, the Falcons have a very laid-back operation. They got ping-pong tables in the locker room. They got big leather chairs. It's a pretty laid-back place. The coach is laid-back in Quinn. And, you know, Dimitrov just does it differently than Bill. You know, to the point where Bill said to Dimitrov, you know, I don't think you should give up all those picks to get Julio Jones, but Dimitrov did it. Where I know, like, Pioli and Josh McDaniels, when they left, they tried to be Bill Belichick. And Dimitrov has just been himself, and it's worked.
And this team, look, nobody's done it better over the years. They're so laser-focused. The fact that they could get through this season with relatively few distractions, giving everything they're dealing with, I just can't see this ending any other way than a Patriot victory.
Well, I agree with you, and I just think that Brady, his knowledge, there isn't a defense he hasn't seen, there isn't a scheme that's been called against him that he isn't aware of, and I think his experience will pay off. I think the Patriots' defense is better than Atlanta's defense, and that's the difference. I mean, Julio Jones is going to probably catch. I bet you he's probably going to be like Terrell Owens was, you know, 10, 11 years ago in Jacksonville. He's going to catch like 10 or 11 balls. He's going to have 120 yards, but the Pats are going to win. You know, he's great. You know, Ryan's going to get his, but I just think at the end of the day, the Patriots will get more, and the Patriots defensively we'll get one or two more stops, and I think that's going to be the difference of the game. I mean, Troy Brown last night said 38-36 to win. You know, he thinks he's going to put up a lot of points. It's going to be tight at the end. He said Gostkowski will kick a game winner. Ooh. Could be right.
I like the sound of that. But, hey, it'd be a fun game to watch. I hope to see some points on the board. Well, listen, Gary, always great talking with you, but we especially appreciate you making time from your tour to check in with us this afternoon. Good luck. Travel safely there on the road. We'll be watching tonight and all next week when you're live from Houston.
Richie, I really appreciate it. Tangway takes America, people. We'll see you later.
Thanks, Gary. Gary Tangway talking Patriots and more here on Downtowner Patriots Reports, brought to you by Gagan's Pub and Craft Brewery and the Gagan's Tasting Room. 34 Abbott Street and Brewer open right now. It's, it's flight night at Gagan's. Stop on in. Check it out for yourself, featuring the Refueler tonight. The Tasting Room, 5 to 9 tonight and tomorrow, 12 to 7 on Saturday. Sample brews, get your growlers filled. Find out about the Growler Club and talk to the people who make the beer you love. Gagan's Tasting Room, 34 Abbott Street and Brewer.